Dancing with the Stars kicked off its fifth season this week on ABC. Don't pretend you've never heard of it. It's another hit Brit show that's been reworked for Americans, in which professional dancers team up with the kind of celebrities who make people say, "Oh, yeah, that guy." The show is astoundingly popular. 22 million people a week watch Dancing with the Stars, which has reminded viewers that George Hamilton still has a tan and is still working, and has changed Tucker Carlson from being perceived as a bow-tie-wearing dweeb into a dancing dweeb. A new book based on the show has just been published. So we got together this week on a dance floor in New York with Joey Lawrence, the old cute child star from Blossom, and professional dancer Elena Grinenko. Talked about what it's like to try to teach new steps to a partner that she'll have to perform with in front of millions of people in just a few days.
If you learn how to dance and you learn and you go to the social studio and the purposes of you learning lead and follow, then you can pretty much take any person from the ballroom environment and take them and lead them. So what they're going through is a little bit different. We don't actually get to spend time with them to teach them how to do basics, because you have such a limited time, you have to come out with the show. So you put the choreography together and that's it. So
it's like the Cliff Notes.
That's it, yeah.
I mean, it really is, you know?
Yeah, if you're going to have to dance with this person again, you either have to practice or prepare a routine with that particular person, you know what I mean? Because they didn't go through the social training of basic foundation. Yeah. So when any pro could dance with any pro in after probably 5 minutes, talking, and we could say, okay, we're going to do a hip twist fan hockey stick into the overturn and then double spin. They'll be okay.
It's
like me talking Chinese to you right now.
Yes.
So you see, I cannot
no,
do...
I'd have half a chance of understanding Chinese. That's that I had no idea.
Yes.
I wonder if each of you have any kind of analysis that you've developed over the past couple of years as to what makes the show so popular.
Aside from you.
Well,
and you.
No, people, I think people are usually very interested in what's happening in stars' life. This magazine, that magazine, gossip, paparazzi, they draw into that. I mean, it's like they make tons of money on selling all of that because people like to know what's happening in life. I think this show puts it in such a way that they could actually see a celebrity struggle through something that they could go and do in a ballroom studio. They actually could see that it's not all nice and flowery for them.
Yeah.
I think it's like one of the points why would they watch it. And then the other thing is actually it became a family show because for people that are older generation, they would like to see that elegance as far as walls and foxtrot, that
bringing them
Fred
back to their youth.
Astaire
yeah, my
back thing.
Grandparents, my mom and pop, like they used to go to dance halls all the time in Philadelphia in the late 30s, and they haven't been around them for the first time in like 50 years. They're actually building a dance hall, you know, and it's a really exciting thing because we sort of, that elegance, that old European, that our kind of roots, we've lost a lot of that, and I think this sort of brings back a little of that glitz and glamour, the golden era of Hollywood, and sort of when people were out there with perfect posture and tails and top hats and gowns.
All dressed up,
you know, and there's a flavor of sort of super reality to it that I think is, it's a good ride to go on, you know, and everybody can watch and likes it for different reasons, whether it's the hot chicks or the amazing costumes or the guys with the muscles or, you know what I mean? And then there's the competition element thrown into it, and it's real, and it's about going up and hitting that home run and if you can do that or not.
Tango is the hardest?
Or most demanding?
It really depends.
It's most foreign, in my opinion, because it's so, you have to stand, like, you have to touch the entire,
Here if we do tango.
Yeah. I mean, that, and you can't break this.
So you really have to know the steps.
When we did
I feel like I should look away.
We
so,
did
so personal.
I know.
It's,
excuse us.
Yeah.
No,
please,
do not disturb.
Yeah.
No.
When you do something like waltz, it's kind of a flowing through. So if you go a little further, a little longer, or not enough, that's okay. So tango is very much boom, and you have to hit that beat before you can
and if you don't,
move again.
Toast.
If you missed it, it's kind of harder. We have usually four lines of dance, and tango has three.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like right this. So his leg is right in front of mine.
Yep.
I promised my wife you would teach me a few steps.
Yeah, I'll teach you tango basics. So she'll
seriously?
Be happy.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll teach you tango basics.
It's all you, man.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I moved professionally and decorously close to Elena Grinenko. Doing the tango was a bit of a trapeze act. The limbs of two people have to move at precisely the same time or watch out below.
It has a certain rhythm to it, so they are not all the same. So first two steps are slow.
The
they begin with the left foot for the men. Yes, so you're going to go slow, slow, and now you're going to go quick, quick, slow. The first two steps are actually pretty big. So those are big steps.
All right.
Go big one. Mm-hmm. Big one. Now small, small together.
We've seemed to run up in distinctly different places, haven't we?
Exactly.
Yeah, sorry about that. Okay.
So let's do it again. So we need to try to end up in the same position that we started.
Right, at least in vaguely similar positions on the floor. Okay,
Not vaguely. It has to be exact.
Has to be exact. Right.
Ready?
Okay.
Go. They make it fun in social studios. They usually go T-A-N-G-O. So you tango.
All right.
Let's try that.
Ready?
Here you go. T-A-N-G-O.
Hey!
T-A-N-G-O. Here you go.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Wow. I mean, seriously. And you have 3 days. I mean, three days to do it and perform it at a level that now you're six,
right,
7 weeks into the competition.
Right, in front of 60 million people,
Oh, it's like people are going like, okay, this you need to kill it, not just go out there and get through it.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of getting through it. I mean, you get to the finals by killing it, you know, not like just barely. I mean, it's unbelievable. It really is. It's one of the most challenging things I think I've ever done, like in terms of just fish out of water new, you know.
But like to answer what would be the difficult dance, I think for actually different people it's different. Sidestep is a sidestep, whether you're doing cha-cha, tango, foxtrot, or any other dance, it's a sidestep. Now, how you're going to do that sidestep, that's
very
the whole
good.
All
right,
like,
okay, that's the hurt.
So you see?
Who taught you how to dance?
I started when I was 7, back in Soviet Union, actually.
Yeah.
So my mom brought me into the dancing, and that's it.
So was it a studio, a teacher?
It was, we called it, we had a
Young Pioneers Camp
or
something?
Yes, yes, Pioneer Clubs.
Was it really?
Them. Yeah.
I said that as a joke.
My grandfather was against it, though, because it was all this waltz and all this, like, European. He would used to call it capitalistic dancing. Why are you doing all this capitalistic dancing? Because he's a he's a general of Red Army.
Yeah.
So me doing ballroom dancing.
Your father was a general in the Red Army?
No, no, my grandfather.
Grandfather,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
So me doing ballroom dancing in the family of the general of the Red Army.
I bet you're careful
was,
holding her in the tango with her grandfather, you know.
So he was a little bit not happy with that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But I loved it, and I was my, I guess, grandfather, granddaughter. So you're going to go forward with your left foot. So I'm going to go back with my right. You're going to take three forward walks, forward, another forward, and then you're going to go side and tap it together. Yeah, so you can go and do it again. Walk, 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 side, top.
Okay.
Elena Grinenko, a professional ballroom dancer, and Joey Lawrence leading me in capitalistic dancing. Both are featured in the new exercise book, Dancing with the Stars. Jive, samba, and tango your way into the best shape of your life. And you can see a video of that tantalizing tango lesson with Elena Grinenko on our website, npr.org. Acha.
La vida fue trenzando tus sueños y mis sueños. La suerte de un cariño.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.